Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. All right, you've heard of catfishing.
And, yes.
You know, I mean, we've seen the show on MTV, basically, you know, using somebody else's pictures to represent who you are as you're trying to date somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the new thing to look out for is hat fishing, like the hat you wear on your head, hat fishing.
Oh, okay.
And it's, Steve's not going to like this. It's when somebody hides their bald head on dating apps.
Oh, I don't, I'm not a person that's afraid to show that I'm bald. You know, the only time I wear a hat is because it's cold, or I just feel like wearing a hat because it's sunny.
I feel like you'd hate it because you don't like baldists or people that are not proud of their baldness.
That's true. I think we all need to embrace the baldist.
And that's
the bald.
Embrace the bald.
Yeah.
I have to say, Steve, I am shocked because, yes, if this were 20 years ago, I could see why somebody would want to put a hat on their head to hide their baldness and hat fish, if you will. But now, 21% of bald guys are doing that. They're trying to pull this off on the dating apps.
But, I mean, don't they realize that no one's falling for it? I mean, if you see somebody in all their pictures and every picture they have, they're wearing a hat, don't you just assume they're bald?
Yep.
Yes, I do.
Every single picture.
I've got a couple of friends that I know that wear hats all the time. Actually, one of them, when he took his hat off, I was surprised he actually had hair. I was this is so weird. I thought you were bald this whole time, and he had hair. He says, no, I like to wear a hat.
Yeah, I've seen that too, where I'm like, what are you wearing a hat for? You're wasting those glorious locks, man.
Yeah. how about this, though? Look, there are shallow people out there. I would say that hat fishing, why would you have to do it? But when 1 in 10 people say that if they found out, I should say 1 in 10 people say that they're a victim of hat fishing, but almost half of the women say that if somebody hat-fished them, that would be an instant deal-breaker. Like, what does it matter if the person's a good person and they're bald at the end of the day?
If you're not attracted to someone who's bald, I understand that. I mean, people are attracted to certain things. If, like, you like a guy that has a beard or you like a guy that has long hair, you're not going to be into a guy that's bald.
Can you say that, though, that that's fair? Is that, I think, I feel like it's a double standard. I'm not too sure many guys are going to, I guess, be treated with respect. They go, I don't like her because, you know, her body doesn't look a certain way. You know what I mean? If you did physical characteristics, I feel like you can't say that.
No, I mean, it depends on who you say it to. Obviously, there's going to be someone that's going to get offended by anything you say. I'm sure there's someone that will be offended that you say, I don't want to date someone who's bald. I can't believe you don't want to date someone who's bald. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I want to make sure that whoever I'm dating has a nice booty. And so my wife's got a great booty.
Really?
That's a big part of it.
So if somebody was like had your wife's characteristics and personality and everything you love about her, but she didn't have a great booty, you'd be like, I'm done?
We wouldn't have talked in the first place. The booty is the most important part of the body, man.
At least you're honest.
Yes.
At least you're honest about that.
Keep on walking, lady.
Yeah.
I saw that booty. It doesn't fit my criteria.
You know what? I mean, I feel like that's exactly how a lot of us dudes are. I can't speak for women. And I feel like some people would judge you for that.
No, I joke. I mean, but obviously, initial attraction is what makes you want to talk to someone in the first place. And if you're not attracted to someone because they don't have hair, then you're probably not going to want to talk to them at all. Like, no different than, like, if I don't like someone's smile, and I'm like, oh, I don't feel like talking to that person. But then, you know, then after that, that's when you really get to know whether you want to be with them.
And I think there's that double standard. There's so many posts of people like, oh, you got to take your girl, that girl that you met on Tinder on a date to the pool so you could wash all that makeup off. A lot of guys feel like they're getting catfished simply because girls do the contouring and everything. So I think it's kind of like, you know what? Why can't I wear makeup in my pictures and you not be like, guys get upset over that.
See, I come from the generation.
Yeah.
I come from the generation, we're happy you wear makeup. We understand that you're not going to look like runway ready all the time, but we're happy that you take the time to look that way because we're physically, you know, we like physical features. So I would never complain about a woman who washed her makeup off and was like, oh, so this is what you look like when you're not doing that. I mean, I'd be like, you're cool. I'm not going to dump you because you don't look like that now.
No, I always thank, at least once a week, I thank Danny for putting on guy liner.
Yes.
You're welcome. Danny needs to, by the way. Sometimes when he
doesn't.
I don't
want to look at him when he doesn't.
Like, do you have it on today, Danny? I don't think you do.
No, I do not.
Yeah, and I'm really not.
I haven't done it in a while, actually.
Yeah, I'm not happy.
Oh,
yeah. You look. Seriously, he looks tired all the time.
You know what it is?
Not attracted to you anymore.
It's true, and it's also allergies have been kicking me lately, and so my eyes are really puffy, so maybe the eyeliner would help offset that. So tomorrow, I'll do it.
Yeah,
for you
come
guys.
On. Yeah.
You're welcome. I've really analyzed this all morning.
And Steve and Vicky and Danny, I would like to ask you, and Rev, feel free to chime in as well. Mm-hmm. In my generation, women were the ones that really took time to appreciate all of you no matter how you looked. You just knew as a guy that there would be a woman out there that would not judge you on your looks. I always had hope. It's like, I understand I'm not the most attractive dude and I don't have the fancy car and I don't have all the stuff that when I was growing up that made you supposedly attractive.
You had that fancy Hyundai from 20 years ago.
I had the Vega, remember? I had that Pontiac Astra, that wagon, which was a real sexy machine.
They say the Astra gets your ass.
Yeah, that's exactly what they say.
Wagon.
Yep.
But at least that was the stereotypical thing you threw, that women would always take time to appreciate you, not what you look like. Has that changed now? And are women more able to just go, no, I'm going to tell you that physically, if you don't do it for me, I'm out.
Well, I can't speak on behalf of every woman out there, but I think
you can't. No. I thought they made you the spokesperson.
I don't know if anything's really changed. I think it's just case by case. I think there's always going to be women that are going to be, or men that are going to be shallow and just want to be with someone based solely on their looks. They want that trophy significant other. And then there's going to be women that are men that are going to be like, yeah, this person's, you know, I find them attractive, but what I really find attractive is their personality.
Yeah, but hold on a second. You wouldn't have even looked at your wife if she didn't have the right kind of booty.
I was joking.
Oh, I really? Oh, I wasn't sure if you were.
Oh,
or not.
It was a bonus.
Oh, it was really, a bonus.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to her first, and then I checked out. She walked away, and I'm like, sweet.
Yeah.
Ass.
Look, I don't mind admitting that. I'm going to say that my wife, if she wasn't physically attractive to me, I don't think I'd be with her. Just because of how my brain is. I looked at her first, and I didn't know her personally. I was like, wow, this girl is pretty attractive. Mm-hmm. And then I started talking to her.
But I think that's like that with everybody.
I don't know if that's with it. I mean, I remember women always would just comment on, because I remember there was a lot of women that would say, this is attractive. And I would look at the guy and everybody thought, this guy is hideous. What do you mean he's attractive?
Well, back in the 1800s when you were young, a lot of times they just kind of had to marry the first guy because, God forbid, they're 25 and not married.
Oh, so
they're
going to
die in 5 years.
Yeah, they're going to die in 5 years. And they're going to be an old maid and never have children, but they're wanting, you know, they're getting pushed to get married. So they just kind of go for the first idiot they find.
Vicky, I'm happy to think that women are just as shallow as men. Because I always, my rule, the way I'm thinking, makes women a lot better than men. But if you're right and Steve's right and everybody sort of has a level of shallowness or whatever, that makes me feel better. Because I used to think that men were the dogs and women were the cool ones that would appreciate you for you before, you know, like they didn't look at you and go, oh, you're a piece of meat. Let me get that. They were like, let me get to know you and see all your great qualities. But if we're all that way, that makes me feel good.
Well, so do you think it's more of an issue of just the dishonesty of somebody always wearing a hat? But the, unless the person's like saying, oh no, under this hat there's a full head of hair, and then they take off their hat and they're bald, I just assume someone wearing a hat all the time is more than most likely going to be a bald
guy. Steve, it would be like when you have that mullet cap. Like, if you were wearing that around everywhere, yeah, right, and suddenly you just take it off, you're like, surprise, I'm Shocker. Mr. Clean. Yeah, it's going to be a bit different there.
Or that hat that makes you look like you have Guy Fieri's hair.
Oh, yes.
See that
yes.
hat? Dude, it's like a visor.
Yeah. My father-in-law wore that the first time I met him, and I thought his hair was like that.
Dude,
for
a
while.
It's funny you say that. Back when we had season tickets to the Seahawks game, there was someone that sat next to us that had a Seahawks hat that did the visor thing, that did the Guy Fieri hair. And I thought that was a real hairstyle until they took it off after like maybe a season of going into games and knowing this person. And they took the hat off, and I was like, whoa, what is
did
this?
You, did you end your friendship because you were hat-fished?
I canceled my season tickets after
I don't
that.
Blame you.
Damn.
Right.
I don't blame you.
I was like, I don't even know what to believe anymore.
Yeah, well, look, you know, at the end of the day, I suppose, if you're happy with everybody, I just feel like, I don't know if that's – I think it's really harsh to judge somebody wearing a hat. I mean, some people feel like they look better with a hat on than bald. I will say that, you know –
like my wife loves – she doesn't like me with a hat. She's okay with it. She likes me better of just being bald and not – but she loves when I wear like a beanie or a toque for our Canadian friends.
Oh, really?
Loves the beanie. Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. I don't know if that's a Pacific Northwest thing or now the whole country people like that. I think that's a dumb look, especially in the summer.
In the summer, it's ridiculous. Like, there's no need to wear a beanie in the summer. But in the winter, the beanie is my best friend. I've got beanies everywhere in my house for whenever we
just – oh, yeah. I mean, it's practical in the winter.
Yeah. As soon as we walk outside, I'm putting that beanie on because it's so much more comfortable because I don't have hair to keep my head warm.
But I've seen Danny in a beanie in the summer.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, well, fashion before function, BJ.
That's the thing. It's true. Yeah. And then I'm looking, going, okay, first of all, he's got a full head of hair. He's got that eye makeup on. It's probably dripping all over his face. He's got the beanie on. I'm like, this guy, how is he not overheating and dying?
Well, you know, sometimes it's just not practical to do my hair in the morning, so.
Oh, so the beanie covers up the hair.
Oh, yeah.
But, Danny, your hair is designed to be all over the place and look messy. You mean there's a messy
look?
You
work hard to make it look like that.
I really do.
So there's a different look where it's design messy and then where it's messy, and you know, there is a difference, and you don't want to, because I always thought you just never did anything with your hair.
Oh, no, I have.
I really thought he just got out of bed and it looked that way.
No, I wish I did. My hair's really curly, actually, so I have to straighten it.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let it be curly.
He probably does more.
Yeah, I want to see that.
I want to see like a perm.
It's not like super curly, it's just like it's like wavy.
So, Danny, would you say Danny is probably the one that takes the longest to get ready more of anybody on this show?
Yes. Even your daughter's nodding yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Vicky's nodding yes. Those are the two ladies, and they're saying yes.
There was a story a couple of years ago when we went to Boston for work, and Joey thought I was burning the room down because I had my straightener on, and he was like, Danny, something's burning. And I was like, no, that's just my straightener, dude. I'm going to straighten my hair.
So you have a straightener?
Yeah.
Wow, I'd like to see you with curly hair. Do we ask Danny to do that? I see what his hair really looks like.
I would love to see him curly.
Dude, you've got to let it go for one. Like, look at him. Look at his face. He's sweating.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'll do it. But
let's see what you look like without all the.
I'll probably wear a hat with it as well. And
no,
just take it off.
No, you got to Greg Brady it up. Oh, I want to see the curly
it's
look.
It's not there.
You're not going to look like Bob Ross.
It's wavy.
Come on, Bob Ross.
The little. I don't know what
I want to see this now.
See, I could be emo Bob Ross.
I wish I could be emo Bob.
Skateboarding around.
I like this. Yeah, with a paintbrush in his hand, skateboarding around. I love this.
Danny would. A fro would be the greatest thing ever.
Danny, get a fro.
It really would.
Danny, go back to the 70s and get a fro.
I think that's what my person who calls himself my father has, like super like curly. I've never really seen his hair, so I don't really know. But he has like the really curly Bob Rossi hair.
This person who calls myself my father. Who is he, Darth Vader? Who the hell is this guy? Yeah.
Danny, I am the person who calls myself your father.
Try to get him to go to the dark side and listen to Leonard Skinner
post
Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, that's right. It's perfect.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. According to this new survey, pretty much 8 out of 10 Americans say they have leaned on their nostalgic memories to get them through the pandemic.
Dude, it's silly you say that, but like every once in a while, like that Facebook memories thing does put me in a better mood because it's like, oh, it's almost like bittersweet because you're like, oh man, I miss playing in concerts and playing shows with my band. But then a video will pop up. I'm like, oh, but that was still a fun memory and it put me in a better state of mind because I got to enjoy that again.
Yeah, I definitely need it, man, because I had two trips planned. I mean, they weren't trips that were going to be like, you know, big ragers, like a 300-person wedding, you know, or something like that. It wasn't something like that, but it was going to be with people that I've been basically involved in my social circle, and now they're both canceled because just this is how it is. And
well, that nudist colony will be there when all this is lifted.
Yeah, I hope so, man, because I love to hang out there.
Very apparent.
See what I did there?
And you really hang out there.
Well, thank you. I like to think I do. The average person tells 8 more personal stories a week than they did before the pandemic. And almost half have cried over an old photo. I just cried yesterday.
Oh. Aww. Were you watching Charlotte's Web again?
No, but you know what? It was on par with that. I watched, and this is, it's so funny. I was late to this party because I watched something on YouTube that was actually released in the movie theaters. It was a documentary about a Star Trek show that I watched.
Oh, you had me until Star Trek.
Yeah. Well, you know how documentaries are.
Yes.
If you love something and then they take you and give you the behind the scenes. And I did not really get to see, I didn't even know about this thing. It was a Kickstarter thing that they got funded so they could make this documentary. And dude, I'm watching it and they're telling me the ins and outs to some of these beloved characters that I have. And then they were telling me about how, then they showed, well, we had a plan to sort of like do a new story based on these folks. And one of the dudes is no longer, two of the dudes are no longer with us. So that's the other thing. We had recent passings of two of these characters. And dude, I couldn't stop it. It was like, get the Kleenex. And I know it's this pandemic. I mean, because I was already feeling low, but then I said, oh, let me watch this and go back and be nostalgic. And they go, oh, by the way, here are all the people that, like, they did a thing like they do with the Academy Awards at the end of this.
And they put the sad music?
Sad music, and they showed pictures of everybody that's dead.
Yeah.
Since that, like, they did the documentary to go, in case you don't know, these people aren't even with us anymore.
There should be a skip function for that. Like, the do you want to cry? If not, hit this button.
Snuck up on me.
Yeah.
Totally snuck up on me. And I'm like, oh, no, I didn't know that person was gone. And I feel like it's even more tragic when I know they're younger than me. Like, wow, that person's younger than me. How'd they die? Like, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah, sometimes when you see those kind of stories, you're just like, wow. Like, even, you know, it's just, it's awful when you see someone that's in, like, their 20s and they're no longer here.
How about this, though? This is the twist.
Okay.
Because sometimes, you know, you look at the Uncle Ricos of the world and you go, okay, man, dude, you're living in the past and that can't be good.
He throws mean football, though.
He does. But according to these studies, man, they're saying that, you know, during a time like this, living in the past might actually work as a coping strategy. And we do need to find ways to cope because we are all losing our S. That's a fact.
Well, for me, I think it is. It's more so than anything, it's the music one because I really miss playing live. And I miss concerts on top of that, not even just like selfishly me being on the stage, but also being in the crowd watching a band on stage. But I've found myself sharing recently. I just shared a video of like my band playing a show at the Crocodile or something along those lines because it's just – it is that nostalgia thing. It's just like it triggers all these great memories and brings me back to that day at that show or another show. So that's what it is for me. I don't know what it is for you, cats and kittens.
Who's the kitten? Not watching.
Is Vicky the little baby kitten?
That's right.
Okay, Vicky's a little baby kitten.
That's bringing me nostalgia from many months ago when we watched Tiger King. No, for me, I cry over this, and I blame Steve, too, because he keeps showing me like videos of baby Tatum, and then we were looking at one when she was itty-bitty, I look at pictures of my foster brother when he was only a couple months old, and I just start crying. I'm like, he was so little, and now, you know, he's big and terrorizing everything.
He's a hurricane.
He's a hurricane. You have these moments like I can't wait to see their personalities and have them running around and stuff. And now it's like I just want to hold him and he was so little.
Yep.
He was so quiet.
Oh yeah.
Quiet.
He was so quiet.
I'm sitting here and I've got my bowl of popcorn for the both of you.
Oh yeah, dude, it was weird because I pulled up my TikTok, which I was almost never using, and I was like, I should post something on there, and then I did post some videos of Tatum when she was younger. And it's just such a trip because I see her every day, so I don't see that progression. And it's such a gigantic difference.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I've noticed that, too, because I don't see her every day. Mm-hmm. So I like when you show stuff, I'm like, whoa, she's standing up. She's alert. She's aware.
Yeah.
So
I want a walker as cool as her walker, though, because then you can play with things. It's got a phone on it.
I do, too. You know, yeah, I mean,
it makes sounds.
Do you ever run into it in the middle of the night?
No, we put it all away in the closet. So.
Okay, so I try to put away, my foster brother has one, and every morning I run into it, and it scares the bejesus out of me.
Oh, you need somebody.
Let's get walking!
Yeah, you need somebody like Steve's wife, because I don't think there's going to be anything left around or out of place. I mean, I was that way, too. Like, let's get all this stuff put away. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I was always that guy. Let's just put it all away.
It's me that puts it away.
Really? You're the one that does
this? Well, I do it because I don't want to upset my wife.
Oh, okay. There you go. She's trained you well.
Well, no. I mean, she's doing stuff, too. Like, you know, at that moment, there's a routine we have. So she's taking care of, like, nursing her before, like, bedtime. And so while she's doing that, I round up everything.
What a guy.
And put it in the closet like a good husband should.
Yeah.
Just wait till that little hurricane can reach the light switches, reach the doorknobs, because she'll pull everything back out after you cleaned it up 5 minutes ago.
Oh, you know what? The both of you, I'm telling you, I got my bowl of popcorn. You guys, like, Vicky's like, she's got some knowledge you don't have, but I'm like, oh, Vicky, both of you, I'm like, oh, this is going to be so good.
The funniest thing is we get all these damn toys, and it's like, don't get me wrong, she plays with them quite a bit, but like, her favorite thing to do is to crawl and she work her little buddy into the pantry and just pulls everything that she could possibly pull, like the recycling stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The paper bags that we have, like, on a shelf, anything that she could reach, she just creates chaos in the pantry. Oh, and she'll be in there for, like, an hour, and we don't have to, like, that's, like, her happy place. Like, that's when she's just like, I'm good, guys. You don't need to worry about me.
Wow.
Hundreds of dollars on toys, but they want to play with
a paper bag.
A paper bag.
Yep.
Or the lid to their bottle. Like,
oh, that's when
seriously?
That's when you know they're just giving you the big F you. It's like,
yes.
Yeah, you know what? You could have saved a lot of money if you just let me play with the QFC bags.
Right. It's ridiculous. I got to find some of the pictures. They're just so funny, though.
And Joey was always about, I'm going to cook. It didn't matter. Every time he's going to cook, and we would be like, well, it's time to get, we would have to basically get two sets of eggs. We would get the eggs we were going to use, and then the eggs that Joey would throw on the floor, because it just always happened that way.
So there's a picture of just her in the pantry.
Look at her. And she looks so tiny in that thing, man.
And, I mean, just stoked.
Oh, yeah. She is like, dude, this is the best ever. I'm wrecking the house. I love it.
She's holding her little chip clip, and that's like...
A chip clip?
Yeah.
How much did that cost compared to the little Tykes whatever thing you had to buy already?
No. It's boxes.
Oh, boxes
and chip clips and empty bottles of the flavor thing for coffee.
Oh, isn't that great?
Sounds like my cats.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen,
But if it makes her happy, what am I going to be like? No.
Oh, no, you're not going to.
Yeah, right?
You play with your toys, damn it.
Yeah. We paid a lot of money for this shiny, bright thing. What are you doing?
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Fun with these cardboard boxes.
Nice.
Someone says, my kid loves the cardboard inside the paper towel roll. Oh, yeah. That's always the best.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? I mean, that is, that's the thing. I mean, so wrap up that, Steve. Take the cardboard paper towel and put that in a box. I bet she'll love it.
Just wait until your two-year-old is on the counter with a big butcher knife and a block of cheese because, well, he wanted some cheese.
Oh, cheese.
Okay, that's very Gary Ridgway-like. I think we are.
Kind of terrifying.
Yeah, I think we should monitor that kid for a long time.
He's trying to cut the cheese, man.
Hey, I get it. I hope that's all he's trying to do.
So last week was Prince Miggs's birthday, his second birthday, and we got him a bunch of presents, and then my mom's like, let's fill the room with balloons. And I obliged. I went to the dollar store and spent $10 on 10 balloons. That was his favorite thing.
Of course.
Best $10 spend.
Oh, dollar balloon? That's what they're charging these days?
Well, for the big fancy ones.
Yeah, it's a
not the latex ones.
Okay. I was going to say, ma'am, what happened where they just jacked up the prices? I know COVID's jacked up grocery prices.
Well, helium's also expensive these days, too.
Oh, I know. I can't wait. I gotta
can't
get, well, I gotta
wait
get
to pay a lot for helium?
No, I can't. No, I don't want to pay a lot for it, but we have to get some helium for her balloon, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
You do all the funny voices things.
Oh, she'll probably dig that.
Just be careful. I did that, and I almost passed out.
Yeah. I should probably stay away from it. I pass out sometimes if I get up too fast.
Yeah, you got to be careful, Pops.
So my one-year-old plays with empty egg cartons. She loves it more than all the expensive baby toys that we get.
See, why don't they tell us that?
So it's like I got my son bubble wrap for Christmas.
Yeah. That's the hack they should give everybody. They should just say, like you said, Steve, just wrap up bubble wrap and empty egg cartons and paper towel rolls and put those in boxes for all the different things.
I think they do say it, though, dude. I don't think it's like anyone's hiding. This isn't like some secret.
I don't remember that until after.
But I think people tell you that, but you just refuse to listen because it's almost like it's more for you than even the kid. Like, you want to buy these things. Even though you know full well, and then we are reminded of it as soon as you do it, that they're more excited about. Like, right now, like, one of Tatum's favorite things is the damn coffee sleeve from a coffee cup. Like, those cardboard sleeves from, like, Bigfoot coffee.
Yes. She likes that.
Yeah. Or, like, after I finish my coffee, I have to wash out, dry it up, and clean it. And then that's her toy for, like, the next week.
Boy, there is a philosophy there.
That she's going to be a coffee addict like her parents? Yes.
Okay, that's one way of looking at it. But the idea, it's the simple pleasures, which is, of course, what humans are trying to get to in life. Is just, like, simple living and high thinking is what I used to be told by one of my mentors. And kids are that way. Are you ever happier than when you are younger? Probably not. I mean, you look at how much joy and jubilation she has doing the simplest things.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens to us? You know, that we end up getting more complex things and all this stuff. And even when we have an example right in front of us of how she's having a great time, like you said, for us, we still go out and buy all the expensive toys, even though she's like, dude, I don't know what you're doing over there, but if you just give me the coffee sleeve and the paper towel tube, I'm ecstatic.
But I think even still as an adult, we still find farts to be funny, don't we?
Hell yeah. I mean,
that's something that started when we were children.
Hint. Yeah, that's the bridge.
We have the capability. We have the abilities to go back to that.
So the farting should be the wake-up call. Right. Oh, wait, I need to go back to a simpler life. Thank you. Thank you, flatulence. Jeez, in that case, Rev's a prophet.
Hell yeah.
Are you kidding me? That guy should be like in one of the books of the Bible at this point.
I'm forever young.
That's it.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagné, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
People a lot of times have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.